Story for Ella. One day there was a girl who, every story starts at one day, is it, by the way? There was a girl who used to sit on a tree. It was a very small tree and it was made of cake. When she came out the next day, all the birds had eaten the tree because they were Nanny's bird and Nanny's bird likes cake. Anyhow, she decided to go to the shop to get more cake, but on the way she went through the woods and she met a guy called Hansel and a guy called Gretel. A girl, I don't know, called Gretel. What had happened was the girl had so much cake in the house that she made a pair of shoes from the, well, they were actually made by the cobbler a couple of doors down the road because she's not allowed to use a chisel because she's underage. So he made her these shoes out of cake. And as she was walking down, well, through the house, it turns out she had a leaky tap. And by capillary action, her shoes started to soak up all of the water. And everybody knows that soppy cake-made shoes and pebbles don't really work. They started to fall apart. So Hansel and Gretel got a bit angry with this thing. And they were going, saying, what's the story? We got the old breadcrumbs thing. And the girl is kind of gone, well, hold on a second, mine are made of cake, and I didn't intentionally drop them there. You did. And by the way, yours was a flawed theory. I'm not doing this intentionally in the first place. So, look, turns out a bird comes across. All right, it's sore throat. And the bird said to Hansel and Gretel, I think you're confusing this with Grandmam's house. Grandmam's house is made of, isn't there a story where Grandmam's house is made of cake? I think there is. I'll come back to it. But the bird turns around to Hansel and Gretel and went, there's, you know, stop picking on your woman. She's all on her own. It's two against one. And boys shouldn't say bold things to girls. Well, and girls shouldn't say bold things to boys either. We may have lived off. So they continue walking all the way down to Grandmam's house. And behind the girl walking down to see Grandmam is Hansel and Gretel. And they've got a goat. And Heidi is walking with them. And Heidi's kind of going, hey, what's the story? My goat needs some water. And the girl turns around. She doesn't have a name at this point. She's chosen to remain anonymous under C-55 of the Road Safety Act, which is actually to do with tree felling, if I remember correctly. So she goes, hey, listen, by the powers invested in me, I have the power that's actually the Incredible Hulk. Wasn't Incredible Hulk. By the powers of Grayskull, can't remember his name, somebody get back to me on it. By the power of capillary action, she said, my shoes have soaking up so much water. And Heidi turns around and says, so your shoes are basically a cactus. And a girl says, what do you mean? She said, well, they're storing so much water. She says, look, that's just a myth. Everybody knows it's only in films that you can drink the water out of a cactus, although they might retain and hold, like any succulent, a lot of water. So it turns out what the goat goes up, he starts sucking on her shoes, but her shoes get smaller and so small and so small and so small that they start to disintegrate, and all of a sudden she's wearing a pair of flip-flops. But the dry matter involved in those shoes is so low. We're talking minimal stuff here. It actually means she's able to walk through the woods. And on her way, she meets a goat. Not Heidi's goat, another goat. Heidi's goat decided to get lost after she realised she's had her fill. And Hansel and Gretel start giving her stick, going, hey, what's the story? You come across, you take your drop of water, and then you just buzz off like a buzzeroony because Dad doesn't want to say words that are a little bit odd. You're not asleep?
No.
Will you listen to the story?
Yeah.
Okay. Gonna catch you one second. we were almost asleep, and then a tractor started next door, and then this is actually real for those just listening. The tractor starts next door, then the farmer shouted, then the dogs started barking, then the hens went ballistic, and then Ellen woke up. So being that Dad can only kind of half remember where he was in the story, were we at the cake, the house made a cake? Well, do you know when you're crossing the road and there's a red man and there's a green man and there's a yellow? What does green mean?
Go.
Green means go. Good girl. Well, when the girl got down to the house and she opened the door, well, the door fell off because the hinges really, they used, I think it was about a 14 mil screw. Everybody knows you can't put that in the cake. You at least need a steel plate for reinforcement on the back. I mean, it's like wet wood. Think about it. Structurally, it had never happened, not with the weight of that frame. She went in, she opens the door, and Grandma wasn't there. He was sitting down in the chair playing PlayStation. It was a green man and a red man. From the green means go, man. He was sitting down. I was friends with the red man, and they were saying, hey, what's the story, dude? And they were just yapping. And remember the last day, I couldn't find one of my socks. They had it, and they were eating it, because that's what the red man eats. He eats spare socks. And when you get older, and you can't find your other sock, and then you cross a set of traffic lights, that's who's eating it. There's a little man lives in there, and he eats odd socks. I don't know why he likes the taste of odd socks, but he does. And his favourite colour socks are black. Or as Ted would say to Dougal, really, 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 really dark blue. So they're eating socks. And the girl says, hey, what's the story? I was actually coming down to see Grandma. Is she anywhere around? They went, no. She went outside to pick some flowers. Which way did she go? Oh, left, they said. You mean left as in that way with that arm, or right as in that way with that arm? See where I sneak this stuff in. Okay. Anyhow, she goes outside. But when she goes outside, the doors open and they're absolutely huge. Not the doors. The bit where she gets outside, if you can think of it, it's like a funnel. Except you're looking at it from the tin end, a trombone. That would be a better one. Okay, I know, people. I know. There's a lot of things when we get there. That being the knowledge of what a funnel, maybe, I don't know. Sure, God only knows. She walks out, and isn't there a trampoline made of jelly? Are you still awake? There's a trampoline made of jelly. And she said to the girl, there's a bike, hold on.